Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Each week on Patreon, I publish 11 bonus shows, one of which is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben and I get together once a week. Of course, that glorious chemistry during the old WBBL Eric Zane show with Ben and I for about half of my time on there, it reemerges in full force. With lots of stupid conversations and embarrassing talk that make us both cringe. Anyway, happens once a week, part of the Patreon subscription. 11 bonus episodes, like I said, including Ben and Eric. The Who Are These Zane show, where Ben and I review shitty old air checks of me, my God. Of course, the 5 daily Patreon bonus podcasts, which are an extension of my free daily show. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. The Insane Asylum, and the Lost Zane recordings. All works out to be, upwards of 16 hours of content each and every week. So if you're like that person that just consumes shows and you like what I do, help out, please, with the commercial-free, ad-free Patreon shows. Thank you so much. If not, that's totally cool. I just appreciate your time, frankly. Anyway, enjoy this free view of the latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Eric.
Ryan, I need to ask Ryan. It's got to be. We need, you have a new person in here. You get to play Bet on Ben, and you have to. We had another guy.
Have to. In here, like the dumbest guy in here outside of Ben.
Oh goodness. Well, you don't have to be smart.
All you gotta do is match. You know?
True.
Okay. All right. You know the music bed?
Yeah.
Question. What virus was Uganda's Matthew Lukwiya famed for fighting? Like, there was like a researcher physician in the country of Uganda, and he says, I'm going to end this virus. And then he died of it in the year 2000. What virus was that? Now, Ryan, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to go against because I don't know it.
There you go.
Holy shit. You got a microphone there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do shit?
I do like voiceover work a lot.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Well, how'd you get into that?
Oh, years ago. I used to work at a local TV station here.
You did? I love that question.
Yeah.
Do you do shit?
Yeah, do you do shit?
What? So you used to do like production and shit behind the scenes of a commercial voiceover and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
What TV station?
Fox.
My God. So you fucking, I had no idea. That's so cool.
Yeah. You can still hear my voice. If you see LMCU ads, they still run them all the time.
Wow.
I used to work there doing their ads.
That is so sweet. Did you always want to get into TV or did you just
film
making movies?
Yeah, ended in the horrible world of broadcasting.
Pardon me. Hold on. Jacqueline is here.
Ooh, yeah, that's totally
see those new boobies.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Just leave them in here. They'll calm down.
Everyone's looking.
No, I'm not mad.
Ben was just saying hi, and Ben said you know what Ben just said?
Okay.
He said that good luck tomorrow, and he loves you.
Yeah.
He goes, that's not what he said.
Hey, Jackie, can you just yell out, Dad, I gotta go?
No, she's not gonna do it. She should. She brought the dogs in here because we have guests over. There's O'Neill. Okay. Look at his tail, Stevie. And she wants to go visit. He wants to go visit visitors. That's what's up here. Okay.
Right.
All right. Where were we? Ryan said you are not going to get this question correct, Ben. I'll read it again. This dude in Uganda, Matthew Lakwaye, is a researcher, doctor, and he was trying to find a cure for a virus. And then that virus killed the guy in the year 2000.
I'm going to say the swine flu.
That's a great guess, but that's not what we're looking for. And that is a match. Ryan has earned $1 going for two. Hold on a second.
O'Neill, chill.
You never see him like this, Stevie. He's always sound asleep. And he's staring at the door. Hi, handsome boy. Oh, my God. What Boston Brewery pumped up its Utopia MM2 beer with a whopping 24% alcohol. Wow. Ryan, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I don't know it, so I'm going to go against.
I'll read it again. What Boston Brewery pumped up its Utopia MM2 beer with a whopping 24% alcohol. Ryan is going against you, Ben.
Yeah, how the hell am I supposed to know this? I barely know the breweries in Grand Rapids.
Good. It looks like Ben and I's are matched here perfectly. Yes. In terms of intelligence.
I'm going to say Anheuser-Busch.
Somebody show me that Boston-based brewery, Anheuser-Busch. That is not correct. We're looking for Sam Adams.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel stupid now.
Hey, Eric, was the answer to the first one Ebola? Did you give the answer?
I never did say the answer, did I? Oh, my God. You know,
I thought it was AIDS.
It could have been AIDS, but it was Ebola.
Oh, wow. And,
congratulations to you.
She Googled it.
Next question. What country's dictator said of its national dish, you have to slow down to eat buckwheat noodles? What country? I don't know what that means either. What country's dictator said of its national dish, you have to slow down to eat buckwheat noodles? Ryan, you going to bet on or against Ben? Going for $4.
I'm going to go against.
What country's dictator? So you got to name a country.
Oh, that's said, right. Okay.
What country's
dictators?
What country's dictator said of its national dish, you have to slow down to eat buckwheat noodles?
At first, I was thinking I had to name the dictator, and I was like, there's no fucking way. But country, there's still no fucking way. Wait, did he bet against me again?
He did bet against you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say Cuba.
Somebody show me Cuba. Sorry.
Does Cuba have a dictator?
They do.
Okay.
I don't know who it is right now. But the correct answer is North Korea.
Oh, damn. That's the first one that popped in my head. But I was like, well, but how does he know buckwheat?
I don't know. I don't know what buckwheat noodles are. I've never heard of them. All right. Well, this is a pretty good start for Ryan, as he's now going for $8 with this question. Okay. What organization wanted to put up a billboard in Florida that would say, would you give your right arm to know
why sharks attack? Could it be revenge? Pretty wordy for a billboard, but this group wanted to put it up. So what is the name of the group that wanted to put up the billboard in Florida that said, would you give your right arm to know why sharks attack? Could it be revenge? Ryan.
Against.
What organization?
What organization wanted to put up a Pensacola, Florida billboard asking, would you give your right arm to know why sharks attack? Could it be revenge?
Can you imagine trying to read that on the road?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I don't know for organization. Let's just go with it. I don't
know. Anyone have that is wrong. That is wrong. So that means we are up to $8. Kenny, do you have a guess, Kenny?
Well, it's an animal. It's got to be PETA.
It is PETA.
Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
I don't think like that. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about PETA. Ryan, you're right. How are you winning this game?
I'm telling you, we have the same intelligence.
You guys are like connecting on a really crazy level. All right. What 20-year-old boxer became the youngest WBC heavyweight champ in history when he beat Trevor Burbeck in 1986. Ryan, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I think against, because I was like one. So I think Ben would be also in that bucket.
What, 20-year-old boxer became the youngest WBC heavyweight champ in history when he beat Trevor Burbeck in 1986. And Ryan says, you're not going to get this.
I'm going to guess. Wow. Fuck. Became the heavyweight champ. I'm going to say Evander Holyfield.
Somebody show me Evander H. No.
These are hard. I'm in it to win tonight.
Mike Tyson.
Get out of here. Son of a bitch.
1986. Kid Dynamite.
The only reason I guessed Evander Holyfield is because him and Mike Tyson are in the news right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they're selling ear edibles together.
They're selling ear edibles?
Yeah.
What are you mean? It's edibles shaped like an ear? Like
marijuana edibles, yeah.
And they're shaped like an ear, and they have a little bite taken out of them. They're selling like crazy.
Are you serious? Can I ask a question? I know some of you have consumed edibles. So when a person smokes pot, the THC gets into your bloodstream through your lungs. And then when you eat it, it gets through into your bloodstream through your digestive system. Yeah. What is the amount of time it takes from the time you eat it until you feel the effects of the THC?
Just depends. It's like sometimes it's an hour to 90 minutes.
Before you process it and it starts to...
Start to giggle for me.
Oh. And how much time does it take? I mean, how much time
does it last? I usually go to bed before it wears off, so...
Oh geez.
I have a question because I recently tried one for the first time. I had two. They were brought here from there and they did nothing. Is that common, Marine? Anybody know?
Well, it depends on the strength. There's different strengths. Okay. You know? I don't know.
Well, I was let down, nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's happened to me before too, but just keep trying, Kenny. Have four next time.
No, I'm good.
It took me a long time. I mean, my daughter was just waiting for it to hit me and waiting and waiting. We watched a movie. I eventually went to bed, and when I was going to sleep, I felt like I was flying.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I find if I drink with it, it helps. Shut up, Linda.
The sisters are fighting. Okay. What, O'Neill? What is it? He is standing at me. Look, you can't see him, but his tail is wagging furiously. What little he has. I hope he doesn't poop on the ground. All right. Ryan is going for $32, MFers. Shit.
You're two questions away.
Yeah. What religious sect was shocked when renegade Moses B. Smucker defied elders by using 7 computers to run his harness making business? So basically, Moses B. Smucker decided to run his business with technology. And the elders were upset at that in this religious sect. What is the religious sect, Ryan?
There's computers, though?
Yes.
I'll go against again.
I'll read it to you again, Ben. What religious sect was shocked when renegade Moses B. Smucker, they're calling him a renegade because he's breaking the rules, defied the elders of the sect by using 7 computers to run his harness making business? What sect are we talking about there?
What religion hates computers or technology?
I love technology.
Yeah.
That song. Smucker's the jelly people.
Yes, I love technology. Always and forever.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
Religious sect. I was going to say, oh no. This is going to make me sound stupid again tonight. I'm going to say the Baptists.
Somebody show me those Baptists. No. I thought you might get this one. We're looking for the Amish.
Oh my God. I should have. Yeah, that's so. I'm so stupid. PETA, the Amish. Come on. It's these are easy ones and I'm getting them wrong.
Ryan.
I don't think they're easy.
Ryan, I even thought that one out.
Now, Ryan, this is his first time playing the game. So he's one question away from the $50 grand prize. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you love me? Why do you need me? Always and forever.
I love the lisp.
We met in a
this character inspired Hot Wings' voice, by the way. Whenever I will do that Hot Wings' right. voice, was inspired by this.
Okay.
Now our love can fully bloom. Sure, the World Wide Web is great.
Kids, I love that.
But you make me salivate.
Selfie.
Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you see. But I still love technology.
Oh no.
Always and forever. Our love is like a flock of doves flying up to heaven above. Always and forever. Always and forever. Yes, our love is truly great. Always and forever.
Such a great movie.
Does Justin know how to sing that? That'd be funny.
Oh my God. I don't know if anybody would get it now. It's so old, right? So young. All right.
Very true.
Ryan, here we go. The final question. What Tom Cruise movie features Joe Pantoliano as Guido the Killer Pimp? What Tom Cruise movie features Joey Pants, Joe Pantoliano, as Guido the Killer Pimp? Ryan, are you going to bet on or against Ben for $50?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know the answer.
That's Johnny Carson.
Yeah. I'm going to go with him, though.
You're going to say you think he's
I'm
going
to
see.
I'm just going to. I got to try it now. I got nothing to lose the whole game.
Oh, wait. I might actually. I know this one.
Huh?
It's risky
brain
business.
Yes, right.
Oh, shit.
What? That is a, you know, look, that's incredible. Ryan, there's only been like three people that have won this game. We've been playing this game for like a year and a half. Nobody wins this game.
You know how
I don't normally win things. This is fantastic.
Oh, what? Well, I'm sorry, Ben. What was that?
You know how I knew that answer?
How?
I used to jack off to that movie.
Me too. I did too.
What the fuck?
The chick who's the prostitute is so hot in that movie.
He is. And you get some real full frontal muff shots on that film.
Oh, yeah.
On the train? Man. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Holy shit. That's fantastic. What a funny thing.
Oh, my God.
That is it. The Patreon. Wait, I messed that up. That is it. The free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Get the full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for the time. Otherwise, have a good one. Bye-bye.